88.7 in Houston. I'm Alexandra Hart. Tony Earls took the stand earlier today during his sentencing hearing after he was convicted of manslaughter and the killing of a child in 2022. Earls was robbed at gunpoint during the incident when he fired his gun in retaliation. That struck a car passing by, killing 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez. Jurors heard testimony to help them decide how severe of a sentence Earls should receive. On the stand, Earls broke down crying, saying he felt sorry for killing Alvarez.
I can't sleep at night. I beat myself up.
Earls declined to call the shooting, quote, reckless. Prosecutors say that means Earls still does not take responsibility for Alvarez's death. Striking hotel workers in downtown Houston could soon be joined on the picket line by workers from the nearby convention center. About 100 food and beverage workers at the George R. Brown Convention Center announced today that they will take a vote on whether to strike. It's unclear when the vote will happen. Their contract with the Levy Food Services Company expires at the end of the month. Bartender Chelsea Wyatt says they want a $23 hourly wage, an increase from the current base of $16 an hour.
We are the backbone of the hospitality industry. Yes. You know, we are oftentimes we're overlooked, we're underpaid, and we are here to say that we demand fair wages, we demand fair schedules, and most importantly, we deserve respect.
Amen.
The city's local government corporation, Houston First, owns both facilities. The organization's food and beverage revenue from the convention center has been coming in over budget by about $2 million for a total of more than $21 million in the first 7 months of the year. Levy says it is, quote, optimistic that we'll reach a fair agreement soon, end quote. Houston First says it hopes the union will, quote, negotiate in good faith with Levy to reach a mutually beneficial agreement so that a strike is unnecessary, end quote. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support